Blog Talk Radio. This is May Pang speaking to you from a new location in New York City. And you know what, Cynthia? We've got guests. I mean, they're speaking to us live on the road.
They are. And you know what? Rather than do our usual chit-chat, we'll do that after we let them go, because they're driving right now on their tour bus through the hills of Georgia, so we're not too sure about our connection. But we are thrilled to welcome Susan and Paul Cousill of the Cousills. They're here to bring us up to date on the Happy Together Tour, which is rocking and rolling across the country. Welcome, guys.
Yeah,
hey, how you doing?
How you guys doing?
We're doing, you know, it's great. So glad to have you.
We're so glad.
And this is live from the Happy Together Tour bus as we move towards Nashville. And so I got to tell you. And, you know, it feels like it's been a year. We're having so much fun, and it's only been 3 days.
Yeah, we can't imagine what the month is going to be like.
Yikes.
I know.
I mean, your tour schedule is you've got a lot of dates lined up. It seems like one night after the other.
Yes, this year they decided to really pack it in. It's really, we've got, I think, an extra 10 or so shows, but still in the same time span. So
yeah,
we got rid of some off days, which is
busy,
nice.
Busy, busy. But, you know, they keep us going out here. They have doctors on call 24/7 for the elderly.
Which we all are.
You're all traveling with a defibrillator, right? A defibrillator,
yeah.
And a nurse. Yeah. That's okay. It's the new champagne. It's the new champagne.
Yeah.
So we're good.
You know what comes off the truck that's new is we have a porta potty that we put right to the side of the stage.
We do, right. And there's an oxygen tank too. Paul and I need some oxygen.
Yeah, so we are.
I was thinking maybe you were being sponsored by Depends, but porta potty is so much more
edgy.
Hey, now. I got to tell you something. I can't wait till I can wear Depends. Are you serious? You can walk around and never have to use the bathroom.
Hey, but listen, seriously, we're having a blast out here, and it really has only been 3 days. But they've been very eventful, and it's been very exciting, and the new lineup is amazing.
Lineup is amazing.
It's unbelievable. Who do we have out here with us, Paul?
Oh, my God. We've got Chuck Negron from
Chuck
Street
Negron.
Dog 9.
We do.
We have Mark Lindsay from the Paul Revere and the Raiders. He's incredible.
We've got Gary Puckett and the Union Gang.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gang. We have a Billy J. Kramer out
Billy
with
J.
us.
Billy J. Kramer. He's pitch-hitting for Spencer Davis, who will be out next month, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Then,
of course, Mark and Howard.
Who can forget them.
Both of these cats. I mean, Howard, he looks like he's been working out with heavy weights.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's pretty much with slides right now.
He is in such great shape, and Mark is doing so well.
He pretty much looks like
dad.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's funny because Mark has a Frank Zappa. He's got a little goatee that you'll see, Cynthia, in Nashville, and he looks like Frank Zappa a lot.
He looks beautiful.
He looks 15 years old.
Yeah, he's hot right now. Mark is hot. Bowman's hot.
Okay, I'm getting more excited as we speak. I can't wait to see you guys. It's like May and I joke, I never venture off my farm into the big city. So this is like a trip. I'm not taking a horse and wagon. I am coming in a car. But, so this is like very exciting. Now, where are you guys performing tonight?
No, we're performing on the 8th at the
War Memorial.
That's a fabulous venue. Fabulous venue.
Yeah.
Did you guys do it there last time?
Yeah, we did. And you know what was really
great?
Everybody that we were going, because the councils will always go out at the end of the show and say hi to people, and everybody was hoping we were coming back. Oh, my God, their hope.
We're so happy to be back for a second.
We're so fortunate and humbled by it. So, yeah, it's great.
Well,
we're gonna have
I
some,
mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
the shows are sold out. I mean, it's hard to get tickets to these shows. This is how popular this is. This is really great. Yep.
Yeah. And listen, you guys, we're going to be bringing you guests. Now, I don't know how often we're doing this, but we're planning lots and lots of fun hijinks and tomfoolery.
Well, three of our favorite things.
So, yeah, we're going to – I think next week
–
Oh, it'll be so much fun, Meg. Hey, and next week, if we can, I would like to come back on. I'd like to bring a special guest on. That'd be our brother Bob.
Yes, we're going to start off
that
with our own brother
awesome.
Bob also.
Bob! Yes,
yes.
That would be
say
Bob. Hi, Bob.
Awesome. Just say hi. Thank you.
Well, I just want everyone to tune in a week from now at this time to hear the thoughts and meanderings of me.
the saucy meanderings. Okay, I'm intrigued. This is going to be fantastic. Well, listen, guys, we're gonna let you go because you must be exhausted. But we really are looking forward to this summer connecting up with you guys, and I'm very excited about seeing you Wednesday. I know May. When are you seeing them?
I'm going to see them at the Beacon, and on the 16th, and I'm seeing them also on the 18th in Westbury, out in Long Island. And so I'm thrilled to see these guys. You
really?
Know I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. So this is I'm having everybody. I'm telling everyone, come on out. And some of them can't even get tickets. They've been trying to get tickets.
Make
it's sold out.
So make everybody super happy.
Yes.
Cool. All right, guys. Rock it on through Georgia. I hope you don't have to make too many stops on that bus. And I'm going to be looking for that porta potty off to the right.
I was
going to
say,
looking
for a porta potty.
Thanks for having us, you guys, and we'll look forward to talking to you later. It will be Paul and Susan live from the Happy Together Tour.
All
awesome.
Right. Ciao,
keep
guys.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh, they're having so much fun, May. Let's start a band. We could go on the Happy Together Tour. I want to go.
That's a good idea. We could be the groupies behind them going, oh, you want them? Let me tell
that's
you something.
It.
I love these boys. I love the band. I love Susan. I love, you know, they are so amazing. They really, to me, you know, besides Mark and Howard, I think they really just pull everybody along because they are so upbeat, as you can hear. And
plus they sound as good as they ever did. I mean, I need to ask you a music question because you can set me straight on this.
Yes.
Do you think, of course, back then when they were recording, there wasn't auto-tune. They weren't, you know, it wasn't like it is now. Do you think that that's why, because they sound so true to themselves, but they sound even better. Is it because of the new technology, or is it just because they were always that good?
They were always that good because I was surprised. Because I was a Council. I liked the Council, but, you know, I wasn't a big fan. Now, I'm a big fan of, you know, they got talent, they got whatever. I went to see them, and I listened to all the songs, and I listened to how they're singing now. My God, I'm like one of their biggest fans. I love their vocals. They have their voices. They're better than most people. They've gotten better than when they first started out. I mean, they're fabulous. And, you know, that to me is a great sign, you know, of a group of singers, a band, whatever. They really sound fantastic. And people who are Council fans, you should go out and see them when they do their own show, not only the Happy Together, but their own, you know, Council tour, because when they do all their songs, it's just amazing that you can't believe that their vocals are that good, and they are. They have it down. They give a great show.
I mean, it's a testament, really, to the kind of music from that time period, because it isn't just that we're older people and that's all we like. Young people are flocking to these shows, too. I mean, there's a whole new resurgence of interest in their music. And Mark Lindsay and
Flowin'
Eddie,
Flowin' Eddie, or actually it's the Turtles, Spencer Davis, you know, that there's a whole group of things out there, all these groups, and when you hear, because it's music, and it brings you to, as they say, it's a happy together because it brings you to a happy place. When you hear that music, it brings everybody back to a time era that you go, wow, it was love, peace, and happiness, and that's what it does. And when you hear it, that, you know, it just takes you to a nice place, a happy place. You remember good thoughts. You don't remember bad thoughts when you hear those songs. And they do such an amazing job. And that, to me, is important, you know. And wow, when I hear their vocals, Susan, she's a riot. I mean, when you hear all of them, the three, Susan, Bob, and my I'm just laughing because it's everyone out there. The councils are, they're one of my favorites. What am I going to say? You know.
Well, I do know you also have that tiny man crush on, you know, Paul Castle. So I'm going to get to don't lie about it. And I'm going to get to meet him, and I'm going to say, all right, I see it. I'll be honest. You know, I mean, he's. You know what it is? He's just got such an energy. Obviously, she does too. They sound like they're really genuinely appreciative that they still get to do what it is they do. And
absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You know.
I mean, they do something that, you know, when they go on stage, they tell the story. And the brother and sister act. And it's very funny. You could see they got their timing down right. You can see genuinely how much they love each other and the family. That's why I said when you see them on the road as just the Cowsills, it's amazing. They got a great act. And when you see them with everybody else, all you could do is smile. When you go to those shows, all you could do is smile. Because it really,
I'm super psyched. I'm super psyched. I got to go look for my old bell bottoms and my peace beads. I mean, come on. Well, and then Chuck Legrand from Three Dog Night. You know, I mean, there isn't anybody that wasn't in high school during that time period. That Three Dog Night was, I mean, they were the band. It was.
Yes. Listen, they sang, they gave Harry Nilsson his first number one, which was the song One. One is the loneliest number. Harry wrote it. They gave him a number one. And it's so funny. But here's the irony of this whole thing is that Harry Nilsson sang a song called Without You. Living is without you, right? And they gave Badfinger, because they were my friends, a number one. It's lovely to see all the stuff that I worked on way back when, and it's still happening now to this day.
And to see what
I
a small community it really was, you know, you were in the midst of it, you know, to see how they were all so supportive of each other, because it was kind of like, you know, if I give you this and you move forward, it only brings me forward too. You know, I just think we've talked about it many, 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 many times. It's a time that will never be repeated.
I know. So that's why it's great to hear them on the bus. I'm just thinking what it's like to be on that bus, that road.
Oh, yes.
That all of them on the bus.
Be
at
a
the
fly
same
on the wall. Yes. I mean, I just, you know, well, because, you know, well, not so much the Cowsills, because I don't think they were known as hard partiers, but there's some other people in the show that probably partied pretty hardy back in the day. And, you know,
absolutely.
I can't. It would be interesting to ask them. Okay, what's the difference? You know how because their tour schedule is insane. It's insane.
I know, and you know, Billy J. Kramer, who I've known for years, Spencer Davis, who I definitely known for years, you know, and then Mark and Howard, the Turtles. God, we all go back quite a number of years. All these guys. So it's great. And to see Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere and the Raiders. You know, so there's, it's a good show. And you're going to enjoy it. It reminds me of when my girlfriend Pamela, which you know, my friend Pamela, and she said to me, we were going to see a show, and she said to me, do you think I'm going to know any of these songs? I don't remember any of them. She got there. She goes, God, I knew a lot of these songs. songs of the 60s really just brings back some really happy memories for people.
Well, I mean, I was a little kid, but still I remember, you know, and it's like, okay, if this song, and now a lot of these songs, May, are in commercials, are in movies, you know,
so everybody.
They've stood the test of time, you know, and the Castles in particular, for people that don't know their history, they were the prototype for the Partridge Family. In fact, they were supposed to be the Partridge Family, and it just didn't work out. But they were the prototype for the Partridge Family. So this is how influential at the time they were in the music scene. And for them to be able to still be going out, and they sound like they're having a blast on that bus. It might be fun just to get on the bus for a little bit with them and drive around.
I know.
You know.
There you go.
Picture them rolling into a rest stop. Oh, my God. That
well,
must be
you're
going to
have a great time. You're just going to have a fantastic time. You know, and
I can't wait. I'm very excited.
And, you know, really, you're going to have a fantastic time.
Here's the most serious question I have. Yeah, I do. But here's my most serious question. Do you think I can lose 20 pounds before Wednesday?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Because there's no way I'm wedging myself into those old bell-bottom jeans, and I still have them, sister. It ain't going to happen.
There's a lot of different things happening. And, I just wanted, now that we're just talking, I wanted to wish my daughter a happy birthday, because today Laura Visconti turns 25.
Yeah, and my son turned 26 yesterday. So we have a lot of parallels going on here with our Gemini children. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, do I know
mm-hmm.
those. I don't want to
I have
it
two
on
Gemini children. Yeah, two.
I have,
God got
I have
me.
One. Oh, well, let me tell you. My ex-husband has, what was it? The two girls are Geminis. The one son is a Sagittarius, and my son is a Cancer. So it's wild. It's just wild.
It's
the
a perfect
girls.
Storm, isn't it?
It is a perfect storm. That's what I'm going to say. But, you know, I'm also doing, and as you do, you have other projects, but I was going to say I also have a project that I do with Wendy Whitman, and Linda Katz and Beth Karras. We do this thing called Celebrity Trials and Tribulation, where we talk about celebrity, you know, the what's going on legally, you know, like Hulk Hogan and all that stuff that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a little talk on it. And we do it with Valerie Smaldone, and I'm posting those up on my Facebook site for people to go and hear. And Wendy, one of the Wendys is the used to be the former Snapple lady, you know.
Oh, okay.
Rep.
Oh,
yeah.
she's really sweet.
Wendy Kaufman, yeah. She's sweet. Oh my God. So I'm now living close to her. So, you know, where I am now.
Well, let's talk about
that
for a minute. You're a city girl again. You've left the
suburban
landscape, and you're an urbanite again. You've become a city girl again.
I've become, and I'm thrilled to be back. And, of course, the first night I have my windows open. I hear some guy screaming, especially a quiet neighborhood. Screaming, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to beat you up. And I'm going, all right.
Welcome to the
I'm
neighborhood.
I'm back in the highlights here. Yeah, it's great. I'm right in that. And it was funny because my friend Pat, because she lives not far from me, she went to a friend of hers and said, oh, May heard all this. And he said, so did I, because he lives near me. And he said, it was right outside my window. And so I told Pat, I said, see? It was just wild that he was out there.
Never
screaming.
A dull moment. But you know
never
what happens. I mean, you're a city girl anyway, so you'll get right back into the swing of it in a blink of an eye.
Except that I'm not used to this alternate side of the street parking. You know,
oh,
I've had a garage for so many years. That's probably rough. But
no,
that's for a while. I'm just going to do that until. I mean, I still have my stuff parked at everybody's place. to my friend Archie's Diner over at Mount Ivy. I have, you know, I have it parked at my friend Maria's place, and you know, her girl. I've taken over people's homes with all my stuff, as well as my storage place. It's all packed to the gills. Let's put it that way. Packed. So, you know. Yes. I'm doing it all, and then
But you know what? You set your sights. You said in January, I'm selling. I'm going back to the city, and you accomplished it all, and you got it done. Of course, now you're living in box still, but you know it's one box at a time.
You know, but I'm one box at a time, and it's, you know, it's okay, and I'm just sort of like, I'm not in a rush right now to say, I got to get out from here. But I sort of am in, because I want to get back into some normalcy about around this apartment. I'm in an apartment living as opposed to a house. So, it's a little changing, you know, it's there.
Yeah.
But,
and you know what, it's you adapt easily, and you've traveled a lot. So you're kind of used to living out of a suitcase. So if you have to live with the boxes for a while, you'll be all right. You know, I'm excited for you, because this is a new adventure, you know, a new chapter.
Yeah, it is a new chapter. I finally found, Corinne Trank said, not to get rid of everything you have. She was saying, time to get rid of all that spring cleaning. I said, it's kind of hard with all the 90 boxes that are sitting left and, but it'll be one by one. It will go away. I can't be a minimalist like some people.
No. Well, you're the gadget queen anyway. I can just picture what you've gone from a gigantic kitchen down to a real kitchen, and it's littler. And I can't even imagine with the gadgets that you have, your QVC-itis, where you're going to put all that stuff. But you'll work it out. You'll find a way. And you'll get it.
I haven't found my pots and pans yet. I'm looking for them.
Lord.
Pots and pans, yeah, so that I can cook.
Lord.
I can't even cook. Yeah, so, you know, I'm out there. What's great is one thing I did miss when I moved out of the city years ago was, I want a pizza, you know? I want something, and it'd be delivered.
Yeah, deli.
I got that back.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
I got that back.
So you're back.
I got that.
That when we moved to Tennessee, that was a big adjustment for my kids made. They were like, order Chinese. I was like, no, babies, there's no Chinese delivery out here in the middle of nowhere. Order pizza. No, they don't know how to make pizza in Tennessee. So I am a little bit jealous that you can get deli and pizza and Chinese in minutes. That's, yeah.
Yes.
I'm a little jealous.
Yes.
A little jealous.
I've already done a few of those. Oh, I am so thrilled. That part I am thrilled. Because on cold, wintry nights, the last thing I want to be doing is going out to get some food.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, Lord. No.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's hot and muggy. It's already hot and muggy. I'm not thrilled with that, but, you know, what am I going to tell you? So,
well, we've
this
time of the year here is, it's the wet time. We get a lot of rain, a lot of unstable weather. I just had my road graded, and, of course, we had 2 days of sheets of rain, so that's all undone. You know, it just, and then Tennessee, I got to be honest, Tennessee is insect-ridden. I mean, I've seen species of spiders here that, like full encyclopedias you could make, pages and pages and pages and pages. And this year we have the infestation of the wood bees. They're everywhere.
Ooh.
They're those, they look like big fat bumblebees, and they chew holes in wood like little chainsaws.
The thing is, and they make perfect holes.
Uh-huh. Yep. Perfectly round
I've
holes and tunnels. And
yes.
Yeah.
I see
like you'll
them.
Find a little pile of sawdust on your deck, and you look up, and
yes,
there's a would-be condominium up there. You know,
I could not believe it. I've seen them.
Yeah, you know. So my time right now is it's the battle of the insects for me. So we'll see. We'll see who wins. I'm trying a natural approach now. I'll bring you up to date on that. If I don't see a lot of dead bodies, I'm going, you know, all unnatural. If you get my drift. So. Yeah.
Insects and I don't work either. I know that one. So I'm not interested. Oh, God, I don't
Okay, so now the first night you slept in the city, was it weird? I mean, was it like, did you wake up saying, where am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was even weirder. When I was in my house, I ended up sleeping in my daughter's room. And I was on an Aero bed for a while, this air mattress. And I woke up on the last night thinking, I don't know where I am. I had no idea. It was very, I was all over the place. I just didn't know where I was. I really didn't. So here I was in my own home that I've lived there for 20 years, and I had no idea where I was. Just sort of looked around the room and had to sit upright for a few minutes and then say, ah.
Get your bearings. Yeah,
I had to get my bearings. I really did not know. And it's strange. And then being in this apartment on the first night was funny because my daughter came over and she said, Mom, you can't sleep just on the mattress. We got to find you sheets. And I was so tired. She looked at me. She's looking for things. And she said, I actually fell asleep. She heard me snore. I said, was I snoring? She goes, yeah. I said, I fell out. I had no idea. That's how tired I was. I had no idea. So it's been a crazy time. But, you know, it's been good.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now, listen, you're no sooner there, and you're going to be taken off for jolly
England.
Old England, right?
Yeah. Yes, and I'm going to be, you know, doing that thing at the end of the month. And I better find my clothes. I don't know where my clothes are either. I did find my passport. I just don't know where my clothes are now. Yeah. So one of the
All right, so you're going over. You're actually going over to speak about your former career as a personal assistant to, you know, some infamous and famous people.
Yeah.
Which
excited.
I don't really think. Oh, you should be, but I think people think that's an easy job. It really isn't.
It is not. It isn't because when you start to work with people, you have to know your employers. You have to know and make the right decisions, even at last minute. You know, they throw things at you, and you got to be able to carry that ball and just roll with it. And, you know, can't get flustered. Got to keep moving.
Nope.
And that's exactly what it is. Can't get emotional. Just got to do the job, you know. So
it's not one that I would have been really right for with my Sicilian temper and loose lips. But there you go. You certainly had to navigate through a lot of – and then, of course, for you, it went on to being under the glare of the spotlight with your relationship with John. So it really is complicated. So I think it's going to be interesting to hear what people perceive the job is, you know, from their standpoint when they ask you questions. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see because it's a big affair that they do annually, and I'm excited. I'll post that on my Facebook so you can see it.
Cool.
Where it is. Yeah, I'm excited to go to another part of the.
You should be excited
to
go. Yeah. Plus you're getting out of. You know, sooner back in
Dodge
than you're getting out of Dodge. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Excited. I'm going. And I love it. I love the fact I'm going to go back to Liverpool. I can't wait. So. There you go.
Lucky.
Yes.
Well, we're winding down here, so we're really looking forward to the rest of the summer having Paul Cousel and his little cadre of cohorts check in with us on the Happy Together tour. And
we're gonna hear
I will
Bob next week. Yes.
Yeah, but hey, Bob sounds kind of sexy, I'm not gonna lie, May. I wonder if he's single.
He's a lovely man. You're gonna have to fight his wife, okay? Come on.
Okay.
They're all married.
Ah, shoot. All right. So I won't go with any, you know, delusions of anything. I won't wear a wedding gown to this concert.
No.
Wow. All right, sister girl. So we're signing off for this week. So you go back and you enjoy your deli sandwich, and I'm going to have my Slim Fast so I can lose 20 pounds before Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Good luck. I will talk to you. I wish everybody out there a happy week, and we'll talk next week.
Okay. And that was Miss May Pang. I'm Cynthia Nielsen. You've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
you.